The Jericho Network on Westwood One. All right, Japan Week continues with two of New Japan Pro Wrestling's biggest stars and two of my longest friends in the business. I've known them since 1993 when I first met them in Mexico, and now they've made it out of Mexico back to Japan where they're from. I'm talking about Jado and Gato. Like I said, we were in Mexico together. We are on Team No Respect together in Japan. You're going to hear some great stories. The gunman in the hotel in Mexico that threatened to shoot Jado and Gato. The Yakuza coming to the matches with Tenryu's group and WAR, and we were there together. What inspired them to make the best t-shirts I've ever seen in pro wrestling? These are the best t-shirts. Wait to hear about it. They also had the greatest ring entrance music, a ripoff of a very famous song. They're my old tag team partners and good friends of mine. Very, very excited to have Jado and Gato on the show. They're going to talk their favorite Japanese matches, their favorite American matches, their favorite American-style wrestlers. And you know what else they're going to talk about? Taking care of themselves, because they know about taking care of their bodies. In the business for almost 25 years, just like me, my 25th anniversary coming up October 3rd at Madison Square Garden. I take staying in top condition very seriously so I can continue to come back to the WWE and perform at the highest level. And one thing that's been helping me lately is Recovery Max. Fast-absorbing, post-workout formula that comes in both a cream and a spray. Accelerates your recovery, and almost instantly relieves the pain of intense training. Sore muscles, stiff joints, you know what I'm talking about. I'm using the spray right now because it's so easy and fast. I went and biked 10 miles today. My knee was feeling a little bit tight. Put on some Recovery Max. It felt it loosen up instantaneously, all right? You know why it works? Because it's made with 100% natural ingredients, and here's what it does. Recovery Max increases circulation, reduces lactic acid buildup to relieve tired and sore muscles. It helps prevent muscle strain that can keep you from your next workout, okay? If you work out in any way, shape, or form, then you already know what I'm talking about, that the recovery period after training is just as important as the time you spend in the gym. Recovery time helps reduce the risk of injury and muscle strain. You don't have to be a pro wrestler to know how important that is. Go out on the street and walk a mile. You'll see what I'm talking about. Recovery Max is an Australian formulation that's proudly made in the USA. All right, it's the only product with arnica, emu oil, and rosemary oil for all natural, long-lasting relief that won't leave your skin greasy if you're from Canada, or make you smell like a medicine cabinet, all right? Like I said, I spray it on after my workout, after an intense workout, if I'm feeling sore, whatever it may be, after a match, I rub it in, and if I have any especially sore spots, I spray those spots a second time and rub it in again. Listen, I actually used Recovery Max after Fozzy's amazing show at Heavy Montreal a few weekends ago. I was running all over that stage. If you ever seen Fozzy live, you know what I'm talking about. Afterwards, I was hurting for certain, but the Recovery Max helped me feel better. It's made for people like us to help you crush your fitness goals and get maximum results from training and recovery time. I want you to order Recovery Max post-workout cream or spray today from recoverymax.com or drugstore.com, or search keyword Recovery Max on Amazon. And hey, if you get it from Amazon, you know what to do. Use the Talk is Jericho links. But if you're feeling sore, if you're feeling pain, get that Recovery Max and feel good again.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho, the pod of thunder and rock and roll. The remedy for boredom has arrived. The People's Podcast is here. Let's go for a ride, because it's Friday.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
All right, Japan Week continues. Like I said, I've got Jado and Gato coming up, my old tag team partners. But first, we got to talk about the grand finale of Tough Enough and the winners and my thoughts on the whole show. So I know that this week was a very controversial decision. The winners of Tough Enough. And don't give me this stuff. Spoiler alert. I mean, if you haven't watched it yet, you know, 5 days later or whatever it is, you're probably not going to watch it. And if you haven't watched it yet and you're worried about spoilers, you shouldn't be listening to my show. But obviously, Josh won out of the guys, and Sarah Lee won out of the girls. So a lot of controversy. People thinking that Josh was the right guy. I have to say I agree with that. I think he really distanced himself from ZZ after a few over the last few weeks. And not to say that ZZ doesn't have a place in the WWE. I mean, obviously, he's got that weird-ass charisma. If you haven't listened to The Talk is Jericho with the Final Four yet, go check it out. You'll see what I mean. He's got all of these crazy sayings. I think in the last episode he said, I'm going to be a bullfrog going after that cricket. Because sometimes a bullfrog will catch a cricket and eat it in two, and then you will win tough enough. I sound like a cross between Dusty Rhodes and Mitch Hedberg. I really did do a good ZZ imitation a couple weeks ago, but I forgot how it goes. But I think there's a place for him in the WWE, even as a Santino Marella type character. But Santino was in on the joke. ZZ isn't. ZZ takes himself completely seriously. But we've come to kind of figure out that maybe we think ZZ is kind of like an evil genius, like a James Bond villain, in that everything he says is perfectly calculated. And maybe he's not as country bumpkin-ish as we think. Because whatever he did, he worked his way all the way into the final of Tough Enough and hardly did any training. But then again, he did really good in his last match. I mean, the thing is, too, these were four people having their very first match on national TV, actually worldwide TV, in front of the world. So yes, were there some spots that were kind of cringeworthy? Absolutely. Were there some spots when there was obviously mistakes? Absolutely. Were there some spots where you could tell they had no idea what they were doing? Absolutely. But the bottom line is that they actually all pulled out some okay matches for your first match. My first match was only good because I was in there with Lance Storm. If you would have put me in there with somebody else, probably wouldn't have been as good either. But I think we saw a real natural progression from all of the performers, all the competitors over the course of that show. And then once again as well, people were saying, we want more wrestling, we want more wrestling. Well, I think the fact that it culminated with the four matches in the ring, in the studio, I was quite proud of that because I was lobbying that from the start. Because as I was saying, Dancing with the Stars, you dance. American Idol, you sing. Tough Enough, you wrestle. And I think at first there was a lot of people thinking there's no way these guys will be able to have matches. And I was thinking, how could they not? I didn't realize how little in-ring training they'd get at the beginning. That was a little bit out of my wheelhouse. But then I kind of started taking more control and putting more input into it and putting more wrestling ideas into it. And then finally, the last 3 or 4 weeks, all of those challenges that you saw kind of came from the mind of Jericho. And even when I got to go in there with them, when they did their short matches with themselves, that's where I saw it. And I actually texted Vince and I was like, these guys can have a match. They had a good 90-second match by themselves. Put them in there with a professional. My idea was originally just to have NXT people, maybe Jason Jordan, Dana Brooke. And then I think it was Triple H or Vince had the idea to put them in there with Cesaro and Alicia Fox. So overall, I was very, very happy with how the show ended off. I know that we had 250,000 votes or something like that for the last show. Like just some astronomical amount of votes considering, the viewership. It's like 25% of the viewership or 30% of the viewership voted, which is, I think, America's Got Talent, like 3% vote. So people were really getting into it and being really emotionally invested in it. And I think it ended off very, very strong. Obviously, there were some growing pains with it at the start. We've never seen a show like this. Something that's never been done before. Something very crazy. That's my Lars Ulrich to match with my ZZ imitation. It's something that's never been done before. And I'm very excited to be here. So Mitch Hedberg, it's terrible. But I think that as the show progressed, we got more of a handle on how to make it flow better. I think once Hogan was replaced by Miz, I think there was a little bit more energy in there, a little bit more confrontation. It just seemed to me like it started really rocking after about week 5 or week 6. So, now we come to the crossroads. Will USA pick it up for another season? I hope so. I mean, I know the viewership wasn't as big as they were hoping for, but I also know they're very happy with it, especially when you count the replay. I know the replay that aired after Raw was crushing the first run airing, maybe because people are more into wrestling, maybe. Maybe they want to, when they're in the wrestling mode, they want to keep it going after Raw. Maybe if we did a different time slot, maybe that would help with the ratings. But the ratings were still great, killing Total Divas, and Total Divas is such a big hit. Our ratings are way bigger than Total Divas. So, everything's relative, right? But I would really like to see us get another chance to do it again because, A, I think we have the show down. I think we know a little bit more of what we need to do to make it more wrestling-centric. And, B, I had a blast. It was one of my favorite things I've ever done. From a professional standpoint, from a behind-the-scenes standpoint, working in the production meetings with Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn and, you know, guys like Miz and Daniel Bryan, very, very intelligent guy as well. Amy, Lita did a great job in helping kind of shape the and work with the show. I mean, everybody had a – I mean, there's a lot of people in those meetings. There's social media guys and there's writers and there's, you know, network executives and so many different people. So all across the board, it was a really, really cool experience, and I really enjoyed being a part of it. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done in my career, and I hope we get a chance to do it again because – I had a lot of fun with it, and I've never been a coach before either. Actually, one of the guys came up to me after one of the USA people was like, you should be a coach. You did a great job with them, and they were so excited when you came and worked with them, and you really explained it to them well. And I was like, yeah, I've never really thought about that before. I don't know if I have the ego to be a coach. I like being in front of the camera, so maybe if I can be a coach on camera, then I'll do it. But if it means kind of opening my own wrestling school or something like that, I don't think so. But I really did enjoy it. It was fun to watch them progress. I know we forgot to talk about the girls. And Sarah Lee, a lot of people didn't think should win. And I think to the point where even on Tough Talk, a lot of the judges and the people were just burying her incessantly. And I mean, hey, listen, I like Amanda as well. I think Amanda's a very pretty girl. I think she did a great job with her personality. I think she's got great presence. And I think she's going to do great in the WWE. And maybe it's even better sometimes if you don't win. I mean, look at Adam Lambert. He didn't win American Idol, and he's one of the biggest stars that ever came out of that show. Or Chris Daughtry or Jennifer Hudson won a damn Oscar. So sometimes winning is even better, or sometimes not winning is even better than winning. But everyone was talking about Sarah Lee this and Sarah Lee that. And I'm like, listen, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. The point is she was voted in. And a lot of people were complaining that Tough Enough is a popularity contest. Well, of course it is. What do you think the WWE is? It's a popularity contest. If you're not a babyface that's popular, you ain't going to win any contests. You know, that's why John Cena is the champion, or that's why, you know, all these guys, Randy Orton is so popular, or why The Rock is so critically acclaimed, or anybody, name anybody, Dean Ambrose. You know, that's why Roman Reigns didn't win the championship last year, because he wasn't popular enough yet. So he didn't win the popularity contest. But, you know, Amanda didn't win the popularity contest. ZZ didn't win the popularity contest. Josh did, and Sarah Lee did, and that's what the WWE is all about. If you're going to make it, you got to be popular. You got to be over with the fans. You have to warrant the fans' interest and make them want to see you. And they voted blatantly for Sarah Lee to be the champion of Tough Enough. So there you go. All right, so now that's it. And now we have to see how she adapts to it. But I'm quite sure we're going to see more of ZZ and Amanda and probably a few other people that were in the Tough Enough ranks as well. I'd love to see Patrick get a shot. I'd love to see Mata get a shot. A couple of the girls, maybe Gigi, maybe Daria. You know, bring back crazy-ass Diana, too. I liked her as well. But anyways, lots of cool stuff happening on Tough Enough. Hopefully, we'll do another season of it again. And when I find out, you will be the first to know, and you'll get to see the return of Chris Jericho as your host with The Least on Tough Enough. And I did say that at the end of the show, and I hope you guys caught it because it was very funny. All right. Jado and Gato, New Japan Pro Wrestling coming up. But first, I want to talk about football season. NFL's official kickoff Thursday, September 10th, Steelers versus Patriots. And if you're looking to go to a game the first weekend of the NFL season, then download the SeatGeek app, all right? This is an amazing app. SeatGeek does a ton of things that other ticketing sites don't. And you're thinking to yourself, like, what, Jericho? Well, I'll tell you what, okay? For one, SeatGeek pulls in ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers, creates a one-stop shop for tickets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season opener, for example. That way you see virtually every ticket option available for that game all on one page. No need to check any other sites. And if you use my promo code ChrisJ in the SeatGeek app, you'll get $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. Something else SeatGeek does, they have this great feature called Deal Score. Ranks every ticket on the market with a 1 to 100 value score and shows you the best deals on a color-coded interactive map of whatever stadium you're trying to buy tickets for. That's cool. That color-coded map lets you easily identify the best ticket values in the building in a glance. So the closer to 100 the deal score is, the better the deal. You get it? And then you definitely know if you're getting a good deal on the seats or maybe paying too high over face value. And finally, with the SeatGeek app, you can store your credit card info right in the app. That's a pretty cool, convenient option. And you can complete your purchase then in just two quick taps. no faster way to buy tickets. Go download the free SeatGeek app today. Use my promo code ChrisJ and get $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. All right. So then again, how do you redeem your promo code and save $20 on the tickets? I'll tell you. You download the SeatGeek app. Enter the promo code ChrisJ in the app. Then SeatGeek will send you the $20 rebate once you've made your first purchase, okay? Download the app and enter the promo code ChrisJ today. SeatGeek, my first name, ChrisJ. Do it today. Get the best tickets, get the cheapest tickets, and go see the event of a lifetime.
What's better than an outrageous night at your favorite rock concert? Well, nothing. But it's almost as cool when you get to hear your favorite rock stars up close and personal. So that's why Podcast One is so happy to have the Eddie Trunk Show.
Gonna have some fun each and every week. Interviews with some of your favorite artists. Maybe talk to some of the behind-the-scenes people.
And actual Twisted Sister legend, Dee Snider.
Snider comments. I pride myself on being the guy who says the things that other people don't want to say.
So get your rock and roll fix right here at Podcast One. That's PodcastOne.com. And then go to a concert and have so much fun you lose your pants.
Oh my God, where are my pants?
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing and gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.
You're listening to Talk is Jericho.
Okay, so we're here in a hotel room in Tokyo, and I have my old friends, Gato and Jado, Jado and Gato, and you have a whole entourage. There's like photographers in here, there's writers in here, there's like chicks and fans and everybody in between. You guys are big, big stars now in Japan. Yeah.
You big star, right?
No, I think that you guys have gone big now, very big time, because you are basically the bookers of New Japan. You guys are doing really well in New Japan now.
Yeah.
Pretty much at the top of the ladder here in the biggest company in Japan.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's been a long time because we met each other maybe in 1993 in Mexico.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. I mean, you guys have been wrestling for many years, like I said, 20 years. And the first time I ever hear of you guys was in Mexico. Was that where you started your career, was in Mexico?
No, in Japan, then small company.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sent...
Universal Promotion?
Okay, Universal.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the kind of a Lucha Libre style promotion,
yes,
right?
That time, we quit that promotion.
Uh-huh.
Then we... independent.
Uh-huh.
Then just we go Mexico.
Mexico.
Then I meet you.
Yeah. But you went to Mexico on your own. You paid your own money for plane tickets, everything.
Yes. We need a chance, huh?
Yeah. Mm. But you didn't have a job in Mexico? Mm, you just show
not
up?
Not a lot.
No.
Okay. Mm. So what happened when you get to Mexico? How did you get a job?
Everything. Maybe we need some connection. Then we want to talk office.
Mm-hmm.
Then try to everything. Then maybe we get the job, maybe two or three a week.
Two or three shows a week?
Yeah.
Was that like independent?
CML.
Independent CML.
Was that through maybe Asahi Ultimo Dragon helped you?
Sometime.
Okay, right. But the thing was, you have to explain where you lived in Mexico was the Pension Amigo.
No.
Hotel
San Diego.
Hotel San Diego.
Yeah.
So was this a really nice hotel?
Yeah. No.
Kind of a pretty shitty hotel, right?
Yeah.
But there was always a lot of Japanese guys down there, and they lived in the Pension Amigo, right?
Yeah.
But you guys never lived there?
No.
Okay.
We never, no.
So did you enjoy Mexico? Like, what was it like to go from Japan to working in Mexico?
We hate Mexico.
Yeah. Shit food, right?
Yeah.
Bad smell?
Yeah.
I hate.
And what happened too? Lots of corruption in Mexico, bad people in Mexico, like...
In the hotel room?
In the hotel room.
You remember, right?
Please tell the story.
Don't want to remember this story.
One day we, the Western in the room,
mm-hmm.
then hot in the room. We open the door.
Yeah, open the door. Then wood door. No stainless.
Okay.
Door, yeah.
Right, okay. No stairs, just outside the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, then we rest in, then my behind. Sound like a machine gun. Then we turn around, there's one guy standing with a machine gun.
Big machine gun.
Big gun. Big. So he was cocking the gun like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Terminator.
Right. Yes. Then his face like something...
Not
high. Yeah.
So he was on some kind of drugs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Then he said, why you knock my door? Room door. We knocked.
Mm-hmm.
But... We didn't. Then, no, I didn't knock. Then, why you? Why knock? Then, no. Almost shoot.
So he's pointing the gun at you guys.
Yelling at you
for knocking on his door. But
Who's knocking?
But no one's knocking.
No knocking.
Yeah. Right.
We say, wait. No. Then he
back room.
Leaving.
Yeah. Then, close door.
No. Then, on his room. We hear sound twice.
Two or three times shot.
He's shooting in his room.
Then we close the door.
Right.
Then he come again.
Maybe 10 seconds. Knock. Boom, boom, boom. Dun, dun. Hey, open. Fucking Japanese. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Then kick. Boom, boom. Maybe 5 times. Open door. Because wood door, right?
Right.
Yeah, break.
Wooden door.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, I got you. Yeah. So it was, you said before it wasn't a steel door, it was a wood door.
Yeah.
Okay, so he kicks open the door.
Yeah.
Then this time he get the shotgun.
Okay, he's gone from a machine gun to a shotgun?
He shoot this gun, his own room.
Okay.
Yeah, then
maybe again. Automatic gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then again, why you knock my door or something?
Then I check face. Googly eye.
Googly eye.
Yeah. Oh, maybe too high, man.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
Yeah, then I go to behind the TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're hiding.
Yeah.
But show legs.
Yeah. Oh, your legs are showing, so now he's pointing at your legs.
He jump.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's like Goodfellas. You got to dance like
a clown. Yeah.
Right? Did he check me?
I behind TV, but my partner, what he doing? Then I look him. Then he take the pillow. I think no walk, brother. No walk.
That's not gonna stop the bullets, though, is it? Right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Then
God, one guy coming.
Yeah, his girlfriend coming.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
he's maybe gonna stop. See help.
Okay. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I think.
But. Right? She say, shoot.
Yeah.
She's telling the guy to shoot you guys.
shoot it.
Oh. Wow.
Maybe almost.
Yeah. Heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You almost die before you get shot.
I check heart.
Yeah. Beating inside. Yeah.
Maybe 200.
Yeah, 200 miles an hour, 200 beats per minute. Uh-huh. So she's yelling, shoot. And what is the guy doing with the gun?
Yeah, but. No shoot.
Well, go. Was he pointing the gun still at you guys?
Yeah. I feel like 1 hour, but maybe 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they just walk out?
Yeah, walk out. Then we take the money and passport, then leaving.
Then
run.
We told hotel boy, hey, please call police. No. He police.
Oh. He was the police.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's the problem with Mexico is you never knew who to trust.
Yeah,
you know, do you remember the guy called Signo?
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the luchadores. He used to borrow his friend's police badge. His friend was a police.
Oh.
He would borrow the badge and stand on the side of the road if he needed money and say, hey, you, come here. And the person in the car would pull over. You're speeding. Give me, 2,000 pesos. And they'd give him 2,000 pesos, and then he would drive away, then give the badge back to his friend, and then he has money.
Many luchadores, they drive, right?
Yeah.
The highway, soon, stop.
Yeah. pay money. Yeah, right, exactly. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. And that's what Mexico was like. You know, it was kind of a strange yeah. place to be, yeah. Yeah. Especially for all of us, because we lived right downtown, mm. right in the middle of Mexico mm-hmm. City. So you're seeing all the, you know, all the kind of the bums and the criminals and the yeah. crooks. It's very dangerous, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right, right, right.
You know, do you remember we take the bus from one town to the next with all the farmers with the animals and the chickens and the dogs, right?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Were you guys friends before you got into wrestling? Were you friends before, a long time when you were children? Were you friends?
No.
You meet in the dojo?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mm. And then decide, hey, we should be a tag team?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Now, were you always called Jado and Gato?
No. We call each other brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Japanese. Kyodai.
Kyodai. Kyodai. Yes. Right. Kyodai. What was your wrestling name first, though? Was it Jado Gato?
No. Universal Pro uh-huh. Wrestling. You know, boss.
Yeah.
First put. Stupid name.
What was it?
Kuri and Bulldog.
Bulldog.
Coolie and Bulldog.
Bulldog.
Yeah. You're Bulldog.
No, Coolie. No.
You're Coolie.
I'm Bulldog. He say, looks like you Bulldog.
Right? Yeah. You're Bulldog, he's yeah, Coolie. Yeah. So where did you get the idea for Jado and Gato?
Yeah, Japanese, kind of Japanese movie, you know, Japanese gang movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then Gato means Japanese gangs, they call worst guy, he's a ghetto.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's worst word.
Okay.
Then I like. Yeah, then.
Then I want ghetto.
Yeah.
Him to ghetto.
Oh, you both want ghetto.
Yeah, yeah. Which one ghetto? His idea? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm Jado. Yeah.
Is Jado the same?
Yeah, same
idea? Yeah.
Kind of like. Same
okay.
Yeah.
It's a good name, though, for a team, Jado and Gato, yeah. right?
Yeah.
So did you stay in Mexico for a long time?
Maybe.
Half year?
Half year? Oh, yeah. So quick.
8 months.
My mother.
That time.
Yeah.
First time, maybe we got 7 months, then come back to Japan. Then we quit the office.
Mm-hmm.
Then we independent go the eight months.
Then I talked to, you remember Victor Quiñones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Japanese company, Wing.
Wing, right. Yeah. You go to Wing. And I remember when you're in Mexico, because you didn't have very much money.
No.
Remember? I remember I bought you lunch one day at Vips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vips.
Yes. Yeah.
You had hot dog. Yeah. I remember you had a hot dog.
Yeah.
Because you had no. It was like, yeah, we're eating like carrots or something for lunch or something really like shit food, like you said, maybe a taco or something.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go to Vips. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you went back to Wing.
Mm-hmm.
How was that company? Because in the 90s, 93, 94, there was so many wrestling companies here in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's All Japan, New Japan, NOAH, maybe a few, but before it was FMW and WAR and Big Japan and Wing and what's the guy, Baka, the dumb guy, Go Company, Ryuma Go.
So many companies, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
So how was Wing when you started there, when you came back to Japan?
That time, any company, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We Wing Company show, make the show about the Korakuen Hall. They got the full.
Really?
Yeah.
Not so bad.
No.
Business was very, very hot back then for all companies.
Mm, yes.
President Ibaragi?
Mm-hmm.
Lazy, né?
Lazy. Ibaragi.
Yeah. Always late. Pay late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lazy on paying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta go collect.
Go to those. You take the machine gun from Mexico.
Yes. Yeah, like
give
that.
Us money.
Yeah.
But actually, back to Mexico for 1 second. Who did you work with when you were in Mexico? Who were some of the names of the people that you had matches with in Mexico City?
Oh. Jado Gato debut match.
Ringo.
Mendoza. Ringo Mendoza.
Mendoza brothers.
Mendoza brothers.
Ringo and Cachorro.
Yeah.
Chubby guy.
Uh-huh.
And a fat guy.
Arena Mexico.
Arena Mexico.
That was always the big show of the week, Arena Mexico.
Yeah.
But that time twice, huh?
Friday and Sunday.
Big show.
Right.
Sunday.
We gotta go Sunday.
Yeah, every Sundays I usually was working maybe main event in front of maybe 1,000 people or something. Yeah. Fridays, I'm third match in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it was always better
remember
on Friday.
Yeah. Sunday, everywhere.
Yeah.
Show, right? In Mexico.
Maybe 30 shows in Mexico or something like
that? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
How many shows were you working a week in Mexico?
About the same, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 or 4. But not making very much money, right?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much per match?
That time, percentage, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Main event guy, maybe big guarantee, but we have always second match, then little percentage, then much.
Sometime, Sunday main event.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. No, not event? Friday.
Okay, yeah, Sunday. So would you make maybe 300 pesos or maybe?
I don't remember.
But small money for that, right?
Yeah. Maybe one food.
One food.
One dinner.
One dinner.
Yeah,
that's it. Who was some of the foreign guys that were there in Mexico when you were there? Did you know any of the other guys besides me?
Yeah. And American guy, you know.
Haku, maybe, right?
Yeah, Haku.
Yeah, sometime Haku.
Yeah. Haku and Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Mm. And one white guy.
A white guy, tall?
Yeah. He.
Vampiro?
Fabulous Blondie.
Oh,
you remember?
Fabulous Blondie. Yes,
good guy.
Very good guy.
Always take care.
Yes, nice guy. He lived in a hotel room.
Yeah. With the family.
With his family, maybe 7 kids.
Yes.
And his wife made ring costumes.
Oh yeah. She makes.
And I think I have to ask. Maybe Black Magic would remember, but
Norma Smiley, but
Fabulous Blondie lived in the hotel Alcazar.
And named
one of his kids Alcazar.
Oh yeah,
after the hotel.
Oh,
here's baby Alcazar. Like what? I know you guys have some stories about WAR and the Yakuza coming to the shows, but I'm going to tell you a quick story about New York City before we get to all that. Talk about mafia. Talk about Japanese mafia. I want to talk about the New York City mafia. I want to talk about New York City in the 60s. Prostitution, illegal gambling, after-hours clubs were a part of the scene. It was called Fun City since everybody was having such a good time and no one was getting hurt. Them gangsters were making serious money, man, and the cops were taking a cut. Everybody was getting paid. Enter the Public Morals Division. They're the city's landlords. If you wanted to be in business, you had to pay the rent. But the younger mobsters were coming of age, and they wanted to make more money. They wanted to have more power. They wanted to get more respect. And the line that separated the good guys from the bad guys was about to snap. Yeah, this is New York like you've never seen it, man, and a story that's never been told. It's from creator Edward Burns. Watch the first 4 episodes of Public Morals on TNT on demand, and you will be hooked. I guarantee it, all right? This is the show of the fall. Public Morals on TNT on demand. Check it out now. You're going to be hooked. And speaking of hooked, check this out. Let's get back to Japan, because when you guys went to Wing, you said business was strong. Who were some of the foreign guys at that time that were there? Because it was like Monster Mask guys, right?
Yeah, Wing, right?
Like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Crypt Keeper, something like this, right?
Yes.
Who were those guys?
Always fat twins, you know?
Headhunters.
Always wrestle with them.
were they stiff?
Yeah. Miguel Perez?
Yeah. He was good.
Yeah. You know Crash the Terminator?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
WWE, right?
Yeah, we'll build him up.
Yeah.
He was Crash the Terminator.
Yeah. And
I met him in Mexico, too.
Yeah.
He was in Mexico.
And Hasta Eddie Gilbert?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. He met the Boogeyman.
Oh. Were you a fan of Eddie Gilbert?
Just one tour. Mm-hmm. And I always come his brother.
Doug Gilbert.
Yeah, Doug Gilbert.
He was like Freddy Krueger, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Yeah, it was all the monster movie.
Good guy.
Yeah, good guys.
Good guy.
Because you guys were big wrestling fans of American style wrestling when you were kids, right?
Yes.
Like maybe Memphis, or what were you fans of?
Yeah, maybe when I was kid, always NWA. NWA, Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Terry Funk. Yeah, then the Rock and Roll Express. You remember?
I remember. Yeah. Many high spots we stole from Rock and Roll Express, right? Yeah. How about you? John?
Yeah, me too.
Same guys.
But I watch Friday night New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Then Dynamite Kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dynamite Kid.
He's your favorite Dynamite Kid? Yeah, I mean everybody.
Then, next Saturday, go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Every boy
last night, watch, listening TV? Yeah. I like Tiger Mask. Me, Oliver. No. Number one, Darimaki. Yeah.
You're like a gaijing spy.
Yeah.
You like the gaijing guys. Yeah. Gaijing is foreigners, which would mean foreigners. Is that like a bad thing? Is it to be called a gaijing? Is it kind of fucking gaijing? Or is it just the name?
Yeah, maybe just we normally only gaijing-san, you know, right? Yeah.
This is old school gaijing.
Yes.
Yeah.
In our business, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Gaijing is just the name. I didn't know maybe for other people, maybe people who don't know wrestling, if they hear gaijing, is it like
but now, you are okay. Now, but TV, maybe no.
Okay. You don't say it on TV, right? Yeah, I got you. It's like saying like, you know, like a Jap or something.
Yeah,
these Japs over here. Like, I'll give you a Jap clothesline in the corner.
Yeah.
It's like we just talk that way, but it's not a nice word to say in real life. You understand what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. My grandma used to, you know those little oranges? Like the little oranges that you peel? They're called Japanese oranges. Do you know these Japanese oranges?
Yeah.
My grandma would say they're called Jap oranges. I say, Grandma, you can't say that. But she wasn't being mean. That's just the name that she had, right? But it's just kind of like gaijing, Jap, not good names, right? So when I was working in WAR, because I started with Onita in 91 FMW, Onita. And then I was waiting, hoping to go to WAR through Asahi, because he was in Mexico. So when I went to WAR, I was about February of 94, and it was a good company.
Yeah.
But you guys came maybe 6 months later, or when did you start in WAR?
We work in Wing just 6 months.
Oh.
Then we leave in
WAR.
Did they offer you, was it Tenryu-san, or who brought you to WAR?
Asahi. Yes.
So was it a big deal to jump from Wing to WAR?
When we jump in that arena, I look around in arena, big tequila right there. But because we no talk with Victor-san, he Wing company, right?
Right.
Then he knew maybe.
Ah.
I think then he come into there, then he watching them.
So
he
came to the WAR show to watch you guys because you didn't tell them.
Because
even though it was only 20 years ago, there was still like it was a different time in the wrestling business. Like jumping, if you were going to go from one company to another, it was a very much of a secret.
Yes.
Because even the same with WCW and WWE, like when I left WCW to come to WWE, it was don't tell anyone, it's a secret. Don't say anything. Somebody might get pissed off. Shh.
Yeah.
You know, that's the style.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not really like that, right?
No.
That's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what was the difference when you came to work for WAR from when you worked at Wing? Was WAR bigger than Wing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Better wrestlers.
Yeah.
Guaranteed double.
Yeah.
That's
one of the reasons why you came, right? So did you speak with Tenryu-san before?
No.
Only Asahi. Because Tenryu is a big legend.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Wing didn't have any legend. It was just the monster guys.
Yeah.
WR Tenryu is a big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Tenryu and Ashirahara.
He just passed away maybe recently, right?
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He only had one tooth.
Yes.
Yeah. One tooth. But eat yakiniku.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
I was like, why don't you just pull that last tooth and put some false teeth in?
Yeah.
You've got one tooth. What is one tooth going to do?
Yeah.
You know? But he was a big name as well.
Yeah.
And then Fuyuki was a pretty big name too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come in with the idea of being Fuyuki's team? Mm-hmm. Or how did that start? Fuyuki-gun.
Fuyuki-san need us. Because he watching at our wrestling. They good. Give me. Then Fuyuki-san come with me. Then okay, no problem. Then we make the team Fuyuki Army.
Army.
Mm-hmm.
And very successful.
Big.
I think
one you remember.
Yeah.
One of you.
Yeah, I was part of the team too. I remember the story. You got hurt. Jado got hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember they had an ambulance, maybe your shoulder or something.
Yeah.
Tear your shoulder. Uh-huh. So you're out, and then the next day, maybe it was Uno, the referee said, you're going to be in Fuyuki's team.
Yeah, that, mm-hmm. that day, yeah. we Fuyuki-gun, mm-hmm. 1 year anniversary day.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. We need Jado-san,
yeah.
and we need another team member.
Then. Yeah. Here I come. No, but no more Lionheart. I was Liondo.
Yeah, Liondo.
Jado Gato Liondo.
Yes.
But good time, though, man. I loved being in Fuyuki-gun.
Yeah, he's so good, right?
Yeah. What did you learn from him?
Everything. Mm. Yeah. Everything. He got the good psychology. Yeah. He got always, I ask what thinking this match.
Mm-hmm.
This wrong, this good. Mm. Yeah.
Just in his psychology.
Yes. Yeah. Everything.
Very right. smart that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes. he didn't speak, and if he did speak English, he didn't let anybody know. No. But for me, yeah. he didn't speak very much English.
Yeah. And he not too much talk.
Yeah.
Always.
Never.
Quiet. Yeah, never. Yeah.
Like, I was almost a little scared of him.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
because he was the boss,
uh-huh.
you know, and still I would maybe say hello, and he would kind of look at me, kind of smile, goofy, like, hmm.
Yeah, like, yeah. No talking. Right?
Go away. So always maybe a little scared. But we'd always have.
I understand.
Remember? Yeah.
yeah. This time, how old are you?
I was 24 or 25.
25.
Oh, yeah. yeah, I think maybe 24.
Oh.
So 95 was this time period, uh-huh. and I was 24.
Mm.
But even I learned a lot, because even though Fuyuki didn't speak a lot of English, his style in the ring was universal language.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember with the fire extinguisher, you know,
yeah.
or we take the top rope off the ring one time.
Yeah.
You know, always little tricks, or throw a bucket of water on Tenryu. Yeah, remember this?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
team no respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have no respect.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was good. It was good for business. I think we did some pretty good business with this team.
Yeah. He's got that time, WL, New Japan boys, a lot super strong machine.
Right. Goto.
Yeah, Goto, mm-hmm. Heisei Shingun.
Mm-hmm.
But they leaving. Then we make Fuyuki-gun.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fuyuki-gun very help.
Yeah.
Help for WL.
Right.
Yeah, we go up.
Yes.
Up. Then New Japan guys leaving, little bit going down, house going down. But the Fuyuki-gun come back. Boom, boom,
houses
boom,
go
boom,
back up again. Yeah, when back. The New Japan guys were there, houses were up. They left, it went down, and then Fuyuki-gun became an attraction.
Yes, uh-huh. yes, yes.
Yes, so. Very, very smart, all the things. And also, too, the junior heavyweight, WAR, because you, Jado, you were a bigger guy. But junior heavyweight with Gato,
mm-hmm.
Lionheart,
mm-hmm.
Liondo, Asai,
yeah.
Then even we have
Oihara.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yes.
Lance Storm too.
Yasuroka. He was coming up.
Yeah.
So we had a great junior heavyweight division.
Yeah. Sometimes Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time Rey Mysterio came to Japan?
Ryogokusho.
Yeah,
Rey Mysterio on the Psychosis.
Psychosis, yeah. It was the
Super Jacob
second stage.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He was such a...
Shock,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Who was Tenryu's brother-in-law?
Oh, Shacho? Takei-san?
Yeah, Takei-san.
Yeah.
He was very angry at Dragon for having Mysterio there. Because he was like, he's so small. Why is he so small?
Oh,
it's
a
joke. And then after the match, it was like, I love him. Can we bring him back every tour?
Oh, change your mind.
Yeah, change my mind.
Yeah.
Did you organize Asai organized the Super J Cup second stage. That was Dragon's plan, right?
Yeah.
But you were in the final.
Yes.
Versus
against Liger.
Liger, yeah. How was that night? Do you remember that night?
Yeah. That week, too hard, you know? You remember big guy?
Yeah.
Gigante.
Yeah, Gigante.
Gigante.
Right.
Eligante.
But he, before the show, he hurt. Mm-hmm. He got hurt.
Then he fell off the ring stairs.
Yeah.
Or fell
walking up the
ring stairs, yeah.
Oh, you remember?
I remember, yeah.
Then we have twice a day, Oh yeah,
you have twice to work twice.
Wrestle. Twice to wrestle. Yeah. Then maybe 3 days later, we have a tag team tournament.
Tag team tournament.
Yeah. Then we have three matches.
Yeah.
We leave final. We been final. Then three matches. Then Super J Cup. 2 days after.
And you have
four matches. Four. So we, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 matches a week. Yeah.
Hard worker.
Yeah. And, and I'm sure you get big bonus, right?
No. And after the Super Junior J Cup, mm-hmm. Super J Cup, day after, yeah, I got a fever.
Oh.
Yeah, going knockout. Yeah, I sleep in the bed all day.
Yeah, yeah. Too much work, I think.
Yeah, right?
Give
I
you
think
a fever.
So. Yeah.
But it was good. The Super J Cup second stage was a classic night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the
first
one, mm-hmm. and then the second one, a very classic.
Yeah.
People still try to find on DVD or on YouTube something. Yeah. But
it was legendary.
Legendary, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a good time for wrestling in Japan at the time, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Let's talk a little bit about Kitao.
Kitao?
Yeah.
Oh, me and you and Kitao Mochizuki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
Oh, yeah,
Kitao was a giant sumo wrestler that actually was. Was he a Yokozuna? Was he a Yokozuna?
Yeah,
he was a sumo champion.
Yeah.
And then he.
Grand champion.
And he left wrestling. Left sumo or was kicked out of sumo or something and came into wrestling. Mm-hmm. And he was big and he was strong and he would kick the shit out of all of us, beat us up every night.
Yeah.
So stiff.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, you remember Mochizuki too.
Yeah.
Super stiff, right?
Yeah, his young boy was Mochizuki. Yeah. These guys, too many Idaho potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Which was, you told me this
one
time.
Yeah, me and you.
Yeah.
You inside ring
with
Mochizuki.
Mm-hmm.
Mochizuki kick your face.
Mm-hmm.
I watch. Oh, maybe pissed off Jericho. One time, two time, three time. You face lit. Oh, maybe pissed off. Hey, calm down.
Very angry.
Yeah.
I remember one time at Hakata Star Lanes.
Yeah.
It was like a bowling alley ring. He kicked me in the face and I was knocked out. Uh-huh. Knockout. And I'm feeling, maybe it was you, Gato, touching my leg, like, wake up. But I felt like my leg was maybe 10 miles long.
Yeah. Oh.
And you're at the end of the 10 miles. And then suddenly it was like, and I wake up, uh-huh. and I just was like, must kill.
Yeah.
And I grabbed him, and I like suplexed him on his head to try and knock him out. Uh-huh. You know, so it was like just a fight every time with both those guys.
Yeah.
Remember? And Tenryu loved him, you know? I don't know. Was he good for business? Did he make a difference in business for WAR? When he was on the show, did he sell tickets? Kitao? Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but?
Some.
Yeah.
Maybe at the start, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good. Very good, strong. But he's not draw, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe a gimmick at first, you know?
People don't like it.
Yeah, don't believe.
Don't like, but many guys, he know. Grand champion.
Right.
Kitano. Yeah. Very famous. Yeah.
Famous. Very famous guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Famous guy.
Because in Japan, to be a grand champion is that the biggest star in sports?
Yeah. Is biggest.
Who is the grand champion now? Do you know?
No Japanese.
Mongolian guy.
Oh. Which guy?
Mongolian.
Mongolian guy.
Yeah. Two.
Okay.
Two Mongolian guy only.
Really?
No Japanese. Champion.
So that's kind of bad, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because that happened with Akebono, who was from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right? Chad was his name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Chad. Very American name.
But maybe sumo need Japanese grand champion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Japanese star. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like it's the same in boxing now with the heavyweight boxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not big stars. Mm-hmm. Boxing needs a heavyweight star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather's the biggest star, uh-huh. but he is, you know, middleweight, lightweight.
Yeah.
And for boxing to be huge, they need a heavyweight. Mm. Same with
like
sumo.
Yeah.
And in sumo wrestling in Japan, you need a Japanese homegrown star, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
How did you like working? Did you work a lot with Tenryu-san?
How many?
Did you work with him a lot in the ring?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. Every day she knocked me out.
Another very strong
style. So hard, right? Yeah. Face kick, so hard, right?
Face kick, maybe boot laces on your forehead.
Yeah. Shoelace?
Shoelace from, shoelace.
Every day, right?
Tattoo from his boot would kick you in the forehead every day, right?
His punch?
Yeah.
His chop?
Yeah. Do you remember sometimes we would go to ranch towns, like farm towns, and there would be a lot of Yakuza in the front row. You could see them with the nice sweaters.
Yeah.
And Tenru was always working extra stiff on those nights. And you'd be like,
and the chair shot too. So hard, right?
Just for us, right?
Yeah. Every night. Yeah. You remember?
Yes. I try to forget.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy working for WAR and for Tenru?
Yeah. Good experience.
Fuyuki-gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy,
Yeah. Many old wrestlers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tenru, Fuyuki-san, and Ashura Hara-san. Mm-hmm.
Kabuki.
Kabuki, yeah, he came too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about the Kitahara was there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good junior division and some good.
Yeah, many American boys too.
American boys come.
Yeah. Don Murako.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Aka Oni.
Big Arrow.
Big Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Big Low.
He's good.
He was a great
Kim Dok too.
Yeah, Kim Dok.
Yeah.
We always
and
have
Rock and Roll Express.
Yes.
You remember?
They say to me, "Can you please hit me with your working punch?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "No, please hit me with your shoot punch."
Yeah.
I said, "Why?" They said, "Because your working punch is killing us." My working punch was too strong, so hit me with your shoot punch, please.
Oh, yeah.
Did you work with WAR until the company closed?
Mm-hmm.
When the company was finished?
No.
Okay, you leave before?
Yeah, before.
To New Japan?
Oh.
No.
You know Robert Gibson?
Yeah.
Me, before match, I ready. Then he come. Mm-hmm. Hey, you do. Score. Oh, no, Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Then I inside Copenhagen.
Right.
No guard. Then no match. Like this, yeah.
What, because it was too strong? Or did he put something
first
in
first time,
it?
Yeah.
Oh. But then you loved.
Yeah, now love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you guys would always ask the foreign guys to bring you presents.
Mm-hmm.
And Lance Storm always brought you Skull.
Yeah.
And I always had to bring Arashi underwear.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He would always ask me for underwear.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why. There's a certain underwear that he likes, white underwear, extra large size or something. So I bring him underwear from
so
the States.
Big,
he's so big, right?
Yeah.
There's something else that makes me laugh. Your T-shirts. You guys had the best merch ever. I actually still have one. I'm sure it's a collector's item now. I bet there aren't many in existence anymore. And when you guys listening hear about this T-shirt, you're definitely going to want one. So really quick, let me tell you how you can win some instant cash so that you can buy a Jado and Gato T-shirt on eBay if you can find one. The way you can get the cash for it, though, is play weekly fantasy football at DraftKings.com. And if you use my promo code Y2J, you get a free shot at winning $2 million, all right? DraftKings is holding their biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place, $1 million for second. And you know what playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com means? It means instant cash. It means no season-long commitments. It means you play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. It's fantasy football on demand, just like the Talk is Jericho podcast, right? You guys know football's not really my bag, baby, but I love hockey. Hockey's pretty good. I like that. I like that thing. So you can play hockey too, all right? I have been winning money on the DraftKings Fantasy Draft. You just pick your players, you pile up the points, you pick up your cash. That's all you got to do, sucka. There are only a couple preseason games left before the regular football season kicks off, so hurry to DraftKings.com. Use the promo code Y2J to play for free to win your share of the $10 million being given away week one, all right? Enter Y2J now for free entry at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. You play for free, you make your money, and never give it up. All right, I love that jingle. Okay, so you guys are signing up for DraftKings. Let me ask Jado and Gato, where did you go after WAR finished?
After you independent,
yeah,
back in independent,
I go, something new company,
yeah, Fuyuki-gun promotion,
okay,
make promotion, but many independent. Yeah, big Japan.
Just kind of going from place to place.
Independent everywhere we walk.
Then Jado get to go big Japan browsing match, first match in Tajiri.
Oh, with Tajiri.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's very good.
He young.
Oh yeah, yeah, young boy, right? Yeah. Then. Were you good friends with Fuyuki? Friends outside of wrestling? Did you go to dinner or something?
Yeah. He made me take care.
Yeah.
You know, senpai, eh?
Right. Yeah. Yes, senpai, yes.
We respect.
Yes.
Japanese style.
Yeah.
Senpai pay money.
Yeah.
He passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 years ago.
Already we came New Japan.
Yeah, maybe 10 years.
We separate now that time.
You have some kind of argument or something?
Finally, Fuyuki-gun joined the FMW.
Mm.
Yeah, then Fuyuki-san stay FMW. We live in FMW. We, Jado Gero and, you know, Masato Tanaka.
Yeah, Tanaka.
Yeah, we, that time we make team complete players. Complete players.
Okay.
Yeah, then we live in FMW because FMW business bad right then. Then FMW says, if you like, you can leave.
Yeah.
Then so we,
you got choice.
Okay.
Mm.
This way.
We leave.
Don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
We leave.
Then we leave New Japan.
Then Fuyuki-san stay FMW.
Yeah.
Then we leave in after maybe before 1 year, they finished. FMW finished.
Was it hard to get into New Japan after being in so many independent companies over the years? Was it difficult to go into New Japan to get the job there?
Yeah, but some guy has a chance, but only one tour, New Japan boys, squash out, then finished.
All right.
But difficult is stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some independent guy has chance, but long time stay is difficult.
I understand. Yes, because you come in maybe just for the gimmick of, you know, somebody's coming from this other company, but first tour maybe every night, down, and then maybe gone.
And beats.
Right.
Beat up.
Yeah,
beat
yeah.
Up.
Squash.
Then,
yeah.
Squash. Then, but we survive.
But you guys think different. You have different thinking from Japanese style. You mentioned before Rock and Roll Express, and you mentioned some of the matches we had when we were a tag team. I remember one time you and I versus, was it Liger and Takaiwa in Korakuen Hall for the junior heavyweight belts, and we were playing the titles like guitars and in their face, you know, very American style in Japan. Mm. So it's different.
Yeah.
You know? Is that your mindset? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Especially New Japan junior heavyweight division guys, always, Choshu says, jumping bean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no psychology.
That's right, yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's beans in the fry pan.
Beans in the frying pan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys go to ECW for a show too?
Yeah. For 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Then, Jado Gedo against Lance Storm, just incredible.
Oh.
Yeah.
So good match.
Yeah.
Did all the fans know who you were? All the ECW fans recognize you?
Yeah.
They know that.
Because they're very big hardcore fans, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reading magazines.
Yeah.
Watching video or something. Yeah.
Crazy fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a good match, though?
Yeah.
It must have been fun, too, to be in ECW because you see it in Japanese magazines all the time, in ECW.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good experience.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then finish after, audience all standing, ECW. Oh, crazy. So crazy, yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
And WCW too, you guys were there.
Yeah.
I remember they said that you, Gato, you were like Dusty Rhodes' love child. Like maybe Dusty have sex with your mother 20 years ago, and now you are the child. Well, everyone was laughing, making jokes, and WCW. This guy looks like, maybe you never even heard it, but he looks like Dusty's kid, you know?
Yeah.
Dusty's Japanese kid, right?
The blonde hair, and you were bigger, fat, yeah. Yeah, they always say this, right? Another thing I loved about Jado Gato was your ring music, which was like Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top, but it wasn't the actual version. So it was like, how did you get that? Did someone make it for you?
I don't like that.
I like original Shep Drutman better.
They wouldn't let you do it?
Some guy remake for kind of like Japanese.
You know, original, not licensed.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
In Japan, yeah. They so, change Japanese gimmick, right?
But it was almost exactly the same. Uh-huh. It just didn't have any words to it.
Not so cool. Yeah,
because there was even the Fuyuki album, Fuyuki Good album.
Yeah.
It had like all of our songs on it.
Yes.
And like it was you guys in the cover, and I had one little picture in the corner. Mm-hmm. It was like there's like a big picture of you guys.
Yeah.
And then one little picture of me in the corner. Like, oh, yeah, here's Lindo's in it, too. But I listen to that version sometimes. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I would much rather hear the original Sharp Dressed Man.
Yeah.
But it got into my head where it just, like, you know, it's like it's called an earworm.
We are Jadokin.
And then the best of all was your shirts. We are Jado Gato. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah. We are Jado Gato.
Wing Company, mate.
Oh, those were great. Yeah. I have one of those.
Yeah.
I have to bring it out again.
I have only one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe that T-shirt only sell maybe 100, 500 T-shirts only.
Yeah, to Leia.
Yeah, Leia.
Leia T-shirts.
Yeah. To what?
Leia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, internet auction, very high.
Oh.
Okay, they're rare. Yeah,
they make only 500 T-shirts.
That's it.
Yeah,
and you have 450 at your house. Yeah. Fuck you. We are Jado Gato. I forgot about that. How the business in New Japan is very strong now, right? Because the business goes through cycles, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Same in WWE. Same everywhere.
Yeah.
So, who are some of the top stars in New Japan now?
Now,
Okada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okada.
Tanahashi.
Nakamura.
Okay.
Three of them.
Are they like are they big stars in the same way that, let's say, Chono, Hashimoto, and Muto were 15 years ago?
No, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think soon over.
Really?
Over them.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. So what happened to bring business back up again?
We think.
What do you think?
I don't know. I think we had a stars before Tanahashi. 10 years ago, we bad business, bad always. But they grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Then they gonna be stars.
Mm.
We have now many stars, right?
Right.
Superstars.
Yeah.
We need a superstar.
Yeah. Are they kind of mainstream stars too? Like, do they go on Japanese talk shows or? Like, for example, The Rock is a mainstream star. Yeah. Everyone knows him from wrestling, but he makes movies. Mm-hmm. He does TV shows. Mm-hmm. Does that happen here in New Japan, too, with some of these guys?
Now, busy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One guy, Makabe,
mm-hmm.
like, he's got a major TV show.
Really?
Yeah. In the morning show, you know, one time a week. Yeah, very famous TV show. Yeah, so, and Tanahashi, Makabe, always a major TV show coming.
Okay, right. Now,
every day, sometimes watch New Japan guy.
On normal TV.
Yeah.
I remember Makabe when he was a young boy. He looked like a bat boy.
Like
a little bat with pointy ears. Makabe? Yeah, but he just like bald, a bat, like a bat. A bat boy. But speaking of TV stars, do you remember, and of course you remember Rocktaro?
Rocktaro, yeah.
He was the best guy, a big sponsor for WAR in the 90s when we were all there.
Yeah.
And he was a big star on TV. Was he a comedian or was he an
Japanese
actor?
Traditional comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rakugo?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Rakugo, like, I can't explain.
Like old school Japanese.
Traditional.
Traditional comedy.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Just single guy, sit, then just talk.
Right, okay.
Yeah, talk the story, your funny story.
But he was very popular.
Yeah, very popular.
Because we would see him every tour. He would take us out, and he liked the Fuyuki-gun. He would always take us out somewhere.
Yeah.
And he took us to Hawaii.
Yeah.
For Christmas, remember?
Yeah.
That was good, man.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like I was just kind of the one foreign guy, the one guy shaking at all of you guys, remember? Yeah. And who was with us? Sato?
Oh, now he retired.
Vietnam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was with us in Hawaii.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And this is how popular WAR was and how good this guy was. He flew all of us over to Hawaii, mm-hmm. got us a condo on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just...
Ambassador Hotel.
Ambassador Hotel. Yeah. Shout out to the Ambassador Hotel. But yeah, it was there was maybe 10 of us.
Yeah.
He paid for everything.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. Yes.
Hotel, airplane,
Food,
something, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
And I was.
We still, Rakhtar-san. We have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You still see him?
Maybe, but not many time. Only year. Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
I came.
You went to his party or something.
His house. Yeah. Then. Yeah.
Is he still on TV?
Yeah.
Still a big
always,
star.
Always.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good.
He spoke just a little bit of English, but he was funny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good friend to have.
His wife too, right?
Yeah. And what was the son's name?
Lumiko.
Lumiko was the wife.
Yeah.
But who was the? They had a little son too.
You remember son?
Yeah, Ichitaro.
Now he.
Yeah, so big.
I was thinking he's probably 25 years old, 26 years old.
Like
I was like, what? That's not fair.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny, too, though, I was going to say before that whenever I was with you guys with Fuyukagun, I remember we would put together matches with maybe Heisei Shingun, New Japan guys. So there's four Japanese guys on their team, three Japanese guys on our team, and me. Mm-hmm. And you guys would be talking really fast Japanese and then stop and look at me. And go, okay, what do you want to do? And like, what's before? What are we? Where are we? Where are we right now? But it's just sit there like a dummy, right? And just waiting for it. Okay, what do you want to do? Dropkick? Okay, dropkick. What do you want to do? Hip toss? Okay, hip toss. But it was a good experience, you know, to learn, right?
We think long time, tag team, right?
Yeah.
We think you understand Japanese.
Yeah. You thought I was Japanese.
You can write Japanese.
Yeah,
I can write
katakana.
Katakana.
Yeah.
And read, too.
Yes.
I was trying to explain yesterday to Paige, you know, Diva Paige, black hair girl. I was showing her some katakana and how to speak it and how to pronounce the letters. She thought I was bullshitting. She thought I was lying.
You remember?
That's not real. No, I'm telling you, that says Los Angeles. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does.
Japanese music magazine? Burn,
yeah.
Yeah, you read, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, I get Burn and then maybe Gong Magazine or Pro Wrestling. I try and read.
Uh-huh.
If I don't understand, I ask you guys, hey, what does this say?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
We go CD shop many times, right? Together.
Shibuya. Yeah, you guys always take me to the CD shop and take me for food. You guys...
Always you want Japanese CD, right?
Yeah, always. Yeah,
Japanese
versions.
CD, something, bonus track, right?
Yeah, bonus track.
Not different.
Yeah. Bonus track, maybe some stickers or something. I used to love Japan because there were so many extra bonus tracks and CD shops, but now it's different. You know, CD shops are closed, right?
Yes.
Maybe just Tower Records. Internet, everything has changed, you know? But the business has changed too, and it's amazing to see how big New Japan is, like I said. How often do you guys work now? Are you touring every month with New Japan Tour? Every month?
Every month?
Yeah. For a series?
Working every month?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everything, yeah.
Who is some of the big gaijin in New Japan now?
Maybe AJ Styles.
AJ?
Okay.
He's now champion.
Yeah.
Big star.
WGP champion.
Heavyweight champion.
The heavyweight champion.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we now, they have Bullet Club.
Bullet Club,
Bullet Club now. Famous.
And this is Gallows.
Gallows.
And Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson.
Yeah.
Right. Tamatonga.
Okay, is that Haku's son?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's good?
He's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
And Scott Hall's son now.
Oh, yeah. Cody.
Cody.
Okay.
Yeah. And Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're Kenny good.
Omega.
And does David Finlay's son here too?
Yeah,
but he is not black girl.
Not
black.
Oh, okay, but he is just starting to train.
You know,
here.
Young Ryan.
Yeah.
Dojo boy.
Yeah. Dojo boy.
Yeah.
That's amazing now that all these, their sons are all David Finlay's son, Scott Hall's son, David Boy Smith's son, Harry.
It's like
we're getting old,
and,
man.
Now,
second generation.
Yeah, second
New Japan, New Zealand boy, one of Jay White.
Jay White.
Yeah, the young Ryan.
Yeah, young line boy too. Yeah. Haku always took care of us too. He was fun to have. Yes. Haku.
Haku, good guy.
Yeah. He was like a senpai for all of us.
He knows the Japanese style, so we go Mexico, but so he senpai, right?
Mm-hmm,
he knows senpai style, always take ass out, then everything pay, food.
He first step small, right?
Yeah, he's small, yeah.
Then progressing.
Right.
Yeah, he know.
So yeah.
Japanese old school style, yeah.
He understands the respect, because sumo and wrestling are similar with the senpai and kohai, right?
Yeah.
Senpai is like the mentor, kohai is the protege, boss and student, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Do you have...
if senpai say, you know, crow is white. Oh, white.
Yeah. I just wait?
Yeah.
Exactly. Getting ready to finish. I know you guys have a big show today in Corican Hall. Is it still the same when we used to write our names on the wall? Is it still there? Did they paint over it?
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah. Still. A lot. All over. You write there?
Yeah, my name's on there a bunch of times.
I watched today.
The tradition was to go and write maybe... The original text message was me and Dr. Luther.
Yeah.
I would write a note for him.
Yeah.
Dr. Luther.
He would come write a note for me.
What floor?
The arena floor. In the back area, the dressing room floor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dr. Luther.
Dr. Luther.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He is a personal trainer.
Oh, yeah?
He lives in Seattle area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Luther.
You know Tachi Hikari.
Yeah, Tachi Hikari. Why do I know that
W-A-R
name?
W-A-R? Yeah. Before a small wrestler.
Oh, yeah, big guy, right? Yeah.
He do backslide with Dr. Rusa.
Yeah.
But I'm not here. Dr. Rusa and Tachi Hikari, head to head. No shoulder.
Yeah. Uno.
But then Uno.
Can't count.
Okay. Oh, one, two, three. Yeah.
Their heads are both on top of the mat, right? I remember Tachi Hikari, yeah. Where are all those guys now? You know of him, or what does he do? Retire.
Every wrestler quit.
Yeah, every wrestler quit. Yeah. Even Yasu quit. Yasu quit.
Yeah, he quit.
And Mochizuki?
Mochizuki still.
Nah, Dragon Gate.
Oh, okay, he was good.
Yeah.
He got pretty good after a while. At first,
now he's smart hit.
Yeah.
Right now, much better.
Yeah, good. So to finish up, I want to know if you could choose one or two your favorite match you ever had in your whole career.
Oh.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
What?
WR Korakuen Show.
Mm-hmm.
Jado against Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Favorite match?
And you know, six-man tag tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Me, first time on the top rope.
Right.
Yeah, standing Frankensteiner with you.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. That was...
first time over the world.
Yeah, first time ever.
Yeah.
That was in maybe Iwate or something like this. It was Sendai. One day tournament.
Yeah.
Me and Thunderbird Como, remember? And maybe Dos Caras something?
Yeah, Dos Caras.
Against Fuyukigun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good memory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good. Yeah, first time ever.
Yeah.
Top rope Frankenstein. How about you, Gato?
Yeah, maybe... When WR, you remember we first junior championship final?
Yes.
Against you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You tried to on powerbomb top rope.
Uh-huh.
I reverse you, Frankenstein.
That's right, yes. That's good. Maybe dragon suplex for the finish?
Yeah.
Was that your dragon suplex maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember this, man. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time, you know. Yeah. Today is my 45th tour of Japan. 45 times I come to Japan. So Masa made a list of all the tours. So I went and looked at them all, and you just have all these memories. You see like the tag team tournament in Sendai, or Super Junior tournament, or six-man tag, or all these great times. You remember there was the one place that we used to wrestle? It was like a tennis club.
Tennis club?
Yeah, it was like a tennis club that we had a show where it was you and me versus Lance and Yasu for the finals of... Remember this? It was like a
tag tournament.
But it was like in a tennis club or something like this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We were wrestling everywhere. We'd be in a hotel lobby one week, remember?
Yeah.
Some parking lot somewhere, and then like the sumo arena.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you guys for all your success and for being so high up in the chain now in New Japan, which is amazing. Who would have ever thought 20 years ago that all three of us would still be in the business and still be working? It's good friends, you know. It's very nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, whoever friends.
Yes, all right. We're shaking hands right now. Arigato gozaimashita to Jado and Gato. We were all crammed into this small hotel room in Tokyo when we did that interview. I had to get permission from the New Japan office. I had to get permission from their managers and all the people involved. And then I also got Gong Magazine to show up there, which is the biggest magazine in Japan for pro wrestling. We were on the cover of Gong Magazine, kind of like the reunion of Scribes, the reunion of Jericho and Jado and Gato, you know, after having such an illustrious run over the years. And it was really, really cool to get them. I know they're a little nervous, but for their first podcast, I think you could kind of understand their English. You know, they speak, I mentioned that in my books, if you speak broken English, you can connect with them and you can talk with people in Japan because they learn English in school. So everybody knows the basic concept of what English language is. So if you can just get in a conversation with them like I did and learn their little foibles, you can bring more out of them. So I loved working with Jado and Gato. I'm very, very glad I got a chance to hang out with them in that hotel room for the couple hours that we were there. And that's another reason why I love doing this show. I say it quite often, but you get a chance to talk to people you haven't talked to in a while. You get a chance to reconnect with people and then spread all those great stories on to all of you. So there you go. Thanks to Jado and Gato. Thanks to you. Thanks to everybody who came and saw me on the Y2J WWE Summer Tour this past summer. It's still got a couple dates left, all right? This weekend, Saturday, August 29th in San Juan, Puerto Rico. August 30th in Tallahassee. That's it, the last show of the summer tour. But guess what? Lucky for you, the Y2J WWE Fall Tour begins less than 2 weeks after that. It's not very long, but it's still four countries: United States, Canada, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. Go to WWE.com and find out all of those dates. Then on October 30th, we're setting sail. Fozzy is going out with the Kiss Navy on the Kiss Cruise. It's sold out, so if you're one of the chosen few that got a ticket, we are going to rock that damn thing. And then we're going to continue. If you're in Europe or the UK, you want to come see Fozzy. The Cinderblock Party Tour continues in Europe and the UK with Nonpoint and Sumo Psycho in tow. We start November 13th in Rotterdam, Vienna, Hamburg, Berlin, Cologne, November 20th in France, Luxembourg, Reading, London, Manchester, Southampton, Birmingham, Newcastle, Nottingham, Sheffield, Wales. All of these great shows over the course of the 3.5 weeks that we're there. FozzyRock.com, all the cities and venues and ticket information. Go check it out and come join us. Come rock with us. And thanks for joining us here on Talk is Jericho. You guys download this show twice a week for free, and I thank you. And I thank our great sponsors that have joined us and helped us to be able to do this for you for free. TNT's Public Morals, Recovery Max. Order that at drugstore.com. DraftKings and SeatGeek. Use my promo code ChrisJ to get a $20 rebate with your first purchase. And, of course, Amazon. Amazon, easiest way to support this show. Get anything you want or need on Amazon. You help out this show in the process. You go to podcastone.com. You click on the support or show sponsors banner at the top of the page. Then you hit the Talk is Jericho button. Buy whatever you want. If you're in the USA, the UK, the Canada, anything you do can help out. No hidden fees, extra charges. You're just getting your shopping done and you're helping me out in the process. All right. I am so excited. Thank you very much for joining me here on Japan Week. Thanks to Jado and Gato. Thanks to Marty Friedman for being here too. Even if you're not a Megadeth fan, he told a lot of great stories about just how Japan is, just living in Japan and lots of cool stuff. Go check that out. Go check out all the shows and check out this Wednesday when we return back to the United States, back to WWE, former tag team champions. They just lost them at SummerSlam. Primetime players are going to be here. Darren Young, Titus O'Neil, and they got some stories to tell you. We got a long talk with primetime players. PTP, millions of dollars, millions of dollars, millions of dollars, millions of yeah boys, millions of yeah boys, millions of yeah boys. We'll see you on Wednesday.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know,
When you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing and gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.
Trump's victory. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute.
It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable.
At the White House, President Trump welcomed Republicans from the House and the Senate who passed a bill overhauling the tax code. The president says the middle class will be seeing the effects of this bill very soon.
The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. They're going to have $2,000, and that's, in my opinion, going to be less than the average. You're going to have a lot more than that.
The tax overhaul bill also includes a corporate tax cut.
We have companies pouring back into our country, and that means jobs, and it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies.
Democrats have criticized the tax package as a giveaway to corporations and the rich. The tax cuts for businesses are permanent under this tax bill, but reductions for individuals and families will expire after a decade. I'm Ed Donahue.